But life is hard for the man without understanding. He said, that's the will of the transgressor. It is hard. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, I said, we're talking about general principles. In fact, I think we should even mind that with what I'm saying now. Specific understanding. Every situation in life has a word. And that takes me to the next point. Three things. One, general understanding. So we say we're going to four things. But we're on number three now. I'm on number three now. Number one, general understanding. I've talked about that. Then I said there is a specific word that God has for every situation. Now listen to me. That is where we now get to the third one. Joshua chapter 1. It said, now let me start from that. I am Psalm 131 again. I have composed and quietened my soul. Are you getting my point? I said to us, the first day we talked about that, what was David saying? It is possible to, as it were, it appears like you come out of your own body. No, I don't mean, don't go and join anybody practicing metaphysics and levitating. You get my point? I mean, as if you turn around, okay, good. You take a mirror, that's a good one, and instruct yourself. As if a man can come out of himself, look at himself and say, self, sit down, let me give you some lectures. Self, relax, let me talk to you. That's what David was saying. I have instructed my soul. I have told it to be quiet. David used to instruct his soul a lot. You say, bless the Lord, O my soul. That's an instruction. He said, Thanksgiving 205. Soul, sit down. Say after me, bless the Lord. That is, he will instruct, give lectures to his soul. What am I saying? This is how you're quieting your soul. You instruct your soul concerning the understanding of God that you have. I don't know what I heard. It is the word of God you use to quieten your soul. In general understanding, and most importantly, in specific understanding. For example, a man came to me, I gave the story before. One of our brothers here is not around now. He said, Pastor Banker, I think I have a problem. I said, what is the problem? I said, winch, they worry me. No, he didn't say it like that. I mean, I'm adding that one to it now. He said, will I say, curse day or blessing no day? I said, why? Because I did this one, it did not work. I did this one, it did not work. I did this one, things went wrong. When he finished, I looked at him. You have not heard that the righteous man falls seven times? How many times have you fallen? Four. He remained three. The eighth time around, come and talk to me. They are brothers that think they have a problem because they don't collect three issues. You know what they call issue? It's nails. You know when a man collects nails? Now, that is, you ask one woman to marry you, she refuses. And then he looked at you. So and you start giving yourself reasons why she refused. It's because I'm too tall. No, because I'm not tall enough. It's because I'm too fat, because I'm not fat enough. After the fourth woman don't give issue, you say, ah, pastor, you have to pray. The spirit of single manness came out of the Atlantic Ocean and is worrying me. You come and meet me, I'll tell you simply. When he reaches number eight, come back. Because the righteous man gets nailed seven times and he marries the eighth time. That's how you quieten your soul. Because if you don't read the scriptures, you won't understand this. Listen to me. Listen to me. A lot of, you know, deliverance churches, deliverance prophets, they go around town praying on the ignorance of people. That's all. There's one that makes me laugh. Before I go to deliverance people. You know, have you ever heard of the original grandson of Oduduwa? Mr. Water. You know about him? The full ground. Forget Mr. Water alone. They plenty for town. I don't know. All of them are from Lagos, Ogun, do axis. There are a few from Edo State, but and they brag on it that we are the original sons of Oduduwa. We know the real herbs. The one when I was in Lagos, there was one man. His own was even interesting. He said, "You see a lot of these herbs, they don't work because this was in Lagos." He said, "Why?" That he's from Oka in Ondo State. That the herbs that grow near the sea, they don't work. So the Lagos herbs, nothing for them. That his own is from the hinterland in Ondo State. That he goes home to bring herbs. That so all this one you harvest around Lagos, they are too close to the sea. Mami, what else we don't chop their root? Nah, let me add that one. The man not talk so. Now, why am I telling the story about those people? Listen. Frank, you know what I'm saying is true. I saw University of Benin, all right, where we do a lot of psychiatry as medical students. And that helped me to understand some things. Once they are describing their symptomatology, all those, their what they call staphylococcus, you know? They are staphylococcus. They have, you don't know staph, you know, they hear them for radio. I don't mean staphylococcus of microbiology. I mean the staphylococcus of traditional medical people. Listen to what I'm saying. This is how they tell you. How do you know you have staph problem? If your stomach is making noise, broom, broom, broom. If you have something crawling all over your body, if you wake up at night and you can't sleep properly, if you are dreaming bad dreams, when they finish describing it, any half-educated medical person knows they've just described somebody with an emotional disturbance. That is the first thing you hear it. Once you've done any bit of psychology or psychiatry, you just know, this is the issue. So you find that something is crawling from your leg and it comes to your shoulder. And then from your shoulder, it grows inside you. In the morning, it moves to the back. Just know you have staphylococcus, or you have this problem, or you have dysentery. They keep on telling all kinds of stories. When you eat, you discover that this happens, and then quickly, they will tell. By the time they finish the stories, just know that this, listen, any woman whose husband doesn't come home on time has those problems. Any man that's being threatened with sacking his job has those problems. Any man who's owing money has those problems. These are that, and the guy, look, whether they know or they don't know, but that's what they do. They prey on the ignorance of people. And I saw a church, people were giving testimony, deliverance from staphylococcus. I won't tell the name of the church. They printed it boldly. And they can send it for culture. You know what they call culture? And they will grow staphylococcus. You know why? Staphylococcus is in everybody's skin. There are different types. But you won't know now. Because you are ignoramus. You know what I'm saying? They prey on the ignorance of people. And people who fight there who have no problems more than they are broke. Who have no problems more than their husband is threatening to marry a second wife. He said, you come for free consultation. Yes, consultation is free. This is the half that's not free. What am I saying? Those people, they prey on the ignorance of the population. That's physically. Let's now go to the spiritual side. There are churches too that prey on the ignorance of people. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Most deliverance churches, that's what they do. So if you are swimming in your sleep, if you have never swum in your sleep, you've never seen a swimming pool or a river. It's the truth. He said, if you are flying in your sleep, if you are rolling in your sleep, please, what should I now do in my dream? I can't fly, I can't swim, I can't roll. What do I now do now? In a dream, you must do something or you don't dream at all. If you find out that a woman is coming to make love to you, you're every teenage boy, everything, if you never had that dream as a teenager, stand up. Come on, tell me, harassing me. You now wake up and you discover that you have wet your trouser. Women, close your eyes. Let these boys talk to themselves. All of you need deliverance. So. I didn't know. And those who don't know, you come forward right now. Come out! Come on. There's nobody inside. Are you coming out from where? It's you know. Once in a while, I just look at this and say, God, your own kind of patience, we need to discuss it too. Because you just say, and they will pay for airtime. Hey, this girl came with Mami Water Spirit. And she was rolling on the floor. All those girls are looking for attention. If you won't give me attention at home, I'll come to church and get it by having my mouth as spirit. You don't know human beings. You don't know human beings. Just to be in front, even if it's mommy water, he says, worry me. At least everybody sees that, yes, this is a girl with mommy water spirit. Here I come. Human beings, you know what pains me? is that when real problems come, they can't even recognize it. There are people that really need deliverance. I need to say that. There are. Most of them have never seen it. When they see, they will close the church and run. Yeah, they've never seen. There are people that really need deliverance. And listen, those are not the people you diagnose by, come. Were you dreaming? Did you dream in your sleep? Did you sleep in your dream? Did you wake in your dream? All those exhaustive interrogations concerning whether you have a spirit or not. You have to go through all like that, the man doesn't have a spirit. Go and check the people that Jesus delivered. He wasn't asking questions. Say, wait, excuse me. Did you dream? Was your great-grandfather an Obanji man? Was your father a slave trader? Hey, not just asking questions. You just know a pastor who is thoroughly confused. Why? Because he himself was not instructed with the word of God. Just entered into ministry. Just learned the trades, the culture of the priest. Like one of my friends would say, no, the tradition of the priest is how we do it. Ignorance. What does God expect from us? That's what I'm talking about. That we study his word and we understand that he has something to say in every situation. This is what meditation is. That's what I said where I'm going to. He said, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This is how you compose and you quieten your soul. By talking. Because the word meditate is not, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from what? Your mouth. But thou shalt meditate. That is, meditation is the use of the mouth. Listen, issues will happen in your life that want to disturb your soul. And don't be angry that your soul suddenly wants to be disturbed. Because God, after everything that Joshua did in faith, in walking before him, still warned him, be careful that you are not discouraged or dismayed. Because he knew that one day one giant will catch Joshua when he's alone and doesn't have his sword. And it will happen to you too. Troubles will come, suddenly you are disturbed. Go and see what happened to David in 1 Samuel chapter 30. After he had gone to win a mighty victory for the Lord, only to get back home to Ziklag. And his enemies had come, collected everything, his wives, his children, the wives of his boys. So much that the men were in distress. I told those guys, they are the modern day, what they call Muslims, Arabs now. They wanted to stone their champion who just took them out to a victory in battle. The Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. What does that tell you? He became discouraged. Therefore, he went through the process of encouragement. And if you read the Psalms, you know that David understood. He would talk to himself. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is how somebody read Hebrews chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt talk to thyself therein day and night. So when disturbing times come, because they will come, the man goes into a corner. He doesn't just start praying. We'll get to prayer. But first, he talks to himself. There was a time something happened to me many years ago. I remember that one very well because of the way it happened. I wanted to pray about it. Something happened. I can't give details now, but I just suddenly got worried that, wait, so this is how a man will just make mistakes and his life will just go wrong. You know that kind of thing. So that day as I was going home, I began to pray. Now, I have the habit. Maybe I'll discuss it next time. When I want to pray, I start with thanksgiving. Now, thanksgiving is not just, Father, we just worship you, we just thank you, which is not wrong. But my own thanksgiving is usually an acknowledgement of that which I know already. Are you getting my point? The Father, I thank you because I know you are working in me. Lord, I know that I've been called as your son and I was given life for a purpose. And I know you lead me in the path of righteousness for your own namesake. And I was giving God thanks about all of those things. By the time I finished thanksgiving, I still remember very well. I was walking down Mushin that day. By the time I finished thanksgiving, I was walking, talking to myself. Sunday, I remember I said, Lord, forget. Sorry I disturbed you. And that was the end of the prayer. I wanted to pray so that I won't go wrong in some crucial matters. Are you getting my point? And I started with thanksgiving. When I finished, I realized that it was not possible to miss God. I don't know whether I get my point. Just from talking to myself in thanksgiving, do you understand my point? I suddenly realized that the disturbance of my soul suddenly quieting down, I realized that there was no way I could miss God. Are you getting my point? Listen, when life wants to disturb you, don't forget, without quietness in your soul, the manifestation of God can't come. When life wants to disturb you, you take these general principles and the specific word that God has spoken about each of those situations. Are you getting the point? You take those things and begin to speak to yourself in it. Somebody's going to tell you that as an example, the one I gave at the beginning. It's at the age of 40. If a man doesn't have a house, he's not a man. When you hear it and your soul wants to be disturbed, whether it wants to be disturbed or not, reply. How do you reply? It's simple. Say, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. After all, the Lord said, take no thought for the morrow, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed. Because after these things the Gentiles seek. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You say that unto yourself, all the disturbance of your soul will disappear. That is what meditation is. Christian meditation is not the crossing of the legs and begin to concentrate. You say, what is inside my heart? Let's begin to go into the realm of the spirit. That's yoga. Christian meditation is that we take the word of God and speak the word to ourselves. Many times I've had to make decisions in life. Many years ago, not in recent times. He will say, if you do like this, this is where money will come from. If you don't do this, and I will say, behold, he said to me, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. That removes disturbance from your soul. Are you getting my point? He said, country, how do... You know, price of crude is falling. This one said, he said, those that seek the Lord will never lack anything good. That's meditation. Meditation is not to cross your leg and be imagining things. It's good to imagine when you want to imagine. But what the Bible calls meditation that brings success to your life, that's not what it is. That one is the taking of the... That's why there's no solution. You need the word of God. Listen, let me say it like this. You need a Bible teacher in your life. You do. I'm not saying it because I'm a Bible teacher. Are you paying me to teach you? I'm not recruiting students. But it's what I have come to understand, both from studying the Word of God and from experience. What do they do? They break... Look, because... If it happens to me, there are times I just get to where a man is preaching. Before he starts talking, he just said, open your Bibles to Psalm 80. Oh, give ye a shepherd of Israel. As he begins to read, suddenly I start having understanding. The thing starts flowing. It starts flowing and giving your life direction. I remember many years ago, I was in Lagos. I just hated that city called Lagos. Then I made up my mind I was leaving. I was going to resign from where I was working and I was going to go to another city in Nigeria and all of that. And that night I went to church. And there was a tape I bought when Bishop Oyedepo's church tape. And I really didn't like the tape much, but that was not why I went to the shop that evening. I listened to the tape. I didn't like the tape very much. But one man came that day, I remember, and he came to complain that he bought that tape and his own was not good. So the man in charge of the tape department was now saying, look, how do we do it now? Okay, return it, take another one. The man said, no, I want that particular one. That guy wasn't sure he could get it for him. So I just said, is this the one you want? He said, yes. I said, you can have my own. The guy looked at me like, what was up? I said, no. You said yours is faulty. The man said, you can take another one. But that's the very one you want. He said, yes. I said, okay, take mine. I said, I've listened to it. It's good. There's no problem with it. So now I had a tape that was not good, which I could exchange for one. So the man said, okay, I should look through the shop, any one I liked. So I remember, I took the tape, Rima, the Living Word of God. I still have it. And I go home that night. I had a bath. It was very late. It was around past 11. Now when I lay down to sleep, and as is my habit, I like to either read off to sleep or I just don't like to just lie down and wait for sleep. I just do something into sleep. You understand my point? Uh-huh. So I put the tape on, let it play, so I will now sleep. 5 minutes after it began to play, I realized I shouldn't sleep. So I sat up. so that I wouldn't fall asleep. And the tape played for 45 minutes. Listen, by the time he finished preaching that night on that tape, I realized that I had made the wrong decision in trying to leave Lagos and go somewhere else. I can't give you the details. I just realized that the word of God, I don't know how. This is the interesting part. He didn't give me instruction, go to Lagos, don't go to Lagos, or stay in Lagos, don't stay in Lagos. He was just talking. And as he was talking, my heart was opened. And the Spirit of God just whispered in one way or the other to my soul, that the boy, you are about to walk off into your own path and leave the path of God for your life. The next day, I told myself, I ain't going anywhere again. I went back to work. I said, no, I'm settling down. I told my colleague I was leaving. I said, no, I'm not leaving anymore. I told the day we went on radio, Cosmo FM. It was because I was waiting for my wife. She was in a meeting, and I was in the car listening to a tape preached by Pastor Poju. And by the time he finished, I don't know exactly the words he spoke, but from that tape, I heard that the time has come for you to start teaching the word of God on air. Don't ask me how I heard it. I don't even know. All I know is that by the time I finished, I knew it and I was not in doubt. And you know how far we have come since. That's why you cannot do without it. You can't even pray effectively without it. If you don't have a scripture in your mouth, you can't pray. You can't. Prayer is trying to close the gap between where you are and where you are supposed to be. And where you are supposed to be is not what the world said, it's what the word of God said. So until you know it, how do you pray? You get my point? Until you know it, how do you pray? That's why Bible says pray, we pray according to his will. Listen, praying according to the will of God is not after you have prayed and prayed, then you say, just know that this is the will of God. You not ask for that. No. Go and listen to our tape again, 100-fold blessing. It's the word of God used to remove the will that's not the will of God from your mentality. When you have purified your motives and your mentality, any prayer you utter is the will of God. And how do you purify? It's the word of God. Are you getting my point? This is how we quieten our souls. With the word, from the word of God, we discover exactly what God has said about the situation. He said, those that seek the Lord will never lack anything good. One thing I want to tell Christians all the time, don't let anybody fool you. You can never be poor in life. You hear what I said? It's the steps you are taking to run out of poverty that are sending you back into it. If you walk with God nicely and gently and diligently and slowly, you understand what I'm saying? You will discover that poverty was nailed to the cross. The resurrection of Jesus is a sign that poverty died irrevocably. Go and listen to that tape, a message I preached on radio. The sentence of life. I discussed that in there. When you know these things, please, you will quieten your soul. They'll say, if you don't get a visa, you'll just look. Say, God is not in America. It's not an American. God can bring, he said, quote my scripture. I've been teaching you the word of God. Use that one. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I can never be poor. That's where I got my own from. I hope you've gotten my point.